We can go to Paris now for what was another busy morning for Team Ireland at the Paralympics. Darren Frehel has the latest. Lots of finals to look forward to this evening. Let's start at the track where Orla Comerford looked a real contender in the 100 metres.
She absolutely did, Paul. Orla Comerford qualifying for the final of the 100 metres in some fine style as well. She made her Paralympic debut back in Rio in 2016, and she's really threatened to light up the big stage for some time now. And maybe, just maybe, her time is now here in Paris. She finished first in her heat, 12.02 seconds, third fastest of all of those to reach the final. And tonight's decider will take place at the Stade de France at 7.13 Irish time. And her main rivals there will be Rayana Soares da Silva and Lamaya Valieva of Azerbaijan. Valieva ran a personal best of 11.81 in her heat, and De Silva clocked a South American record, 11.90 seconds. And just to put all that into perspective, Paul, Orla's lifetime best in the 100 is 11.90. So if she ran that again tonight, she'd be certainly in for a silver medal. If she could beat it, she would have hopes of a gold medal. Let's hear her reaction. She spoke to Siobhan Madigan.
Like, obviously, I'd have liked to run that faster and done a heat in a sub 12. But like a 12.02, I can't really complain. I think the final is where it matters most, so I'm just saving up the good stuff for later.
Do you think you'll have to go sub 12?
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. Yeah. It's going to have to be a decisive sub 12. Hopefully a personal best. That's what every athlete looks to do when they come to the biggest stage and, you know, where they're hoping to peak for the season. So fingers crossed.
And as you say, you have plenty of support in the stands. Yes. There's a lot of people over from North Dublin.
Yeah, there was a big noise I could hear. Now, there was a French girl in my race, so obviously the big cheer went up for the French girl. But I think the Irish rivaled the French there. You know, the girls, my friends, family, everyone, like, they're so phenomenal. The support is outstanding, so I'm incredibly lucky.
That's Orla Comerford sounding both confident and happy. But Darren, we already have one swimming medal. Do you think we might add to that later on a day when the curtain came down on one of our greats?
Yes, Paul, we've multiple finals to look forward to this evening. In the pool, Roisin Irene chasing another medal, Nicole Turner, Dervla Brady, Barry McClements, they have all reached finals tonight. And Roisin Irene, with her time in her heat, really is in there again in the top three. She's a brilliant chance. But I am sorry to say, one of her greats is bowed out of these games. Ellen Keane is not qualified for her 100 metre backstroke final. She came so close to a medal last week, and this was her final race ever. She is retired. This will be our last Paralympic Games. This is not her main event, but it would have been nice to make that final. Her career has spanned five games. Debut as a 13-year-old in 2008 in Beijing. The highlight, of course, that gold medal in Japan at the last games in 2021. She found it hard to hide her emotions when she joined our man at the pool, Eamon Horn.
Oh God, I don't really know how to put it into words, I guess. I just feel so grateful. I'm really glad that I finished on an event that isn't my main one, because I just didn't feel the pressure. I just wanted to go out there and enjoy what racing feels like and enjoy kind of the routine of it. And even putting on my racing suit for the last time was awful, but I really was living in the moment of everything I was doing. And in the call room before I went out, I watched Barry make the final, and I was so proud of him, and I had a little cry in the car. My face just keeps getting wet. I don't even know it's happening.
It's an emotional day for you.
It is a really emotional day, and I knew it would be, and the last few days have been really emotional as well. And I don't even think, maybe it wasn't the coming fourth that got me so emotional. It was more the support I had from everyone and the messages I was getting. I was getting so much love and support from all across the globe and Ireland, and different people I call my family, and people from different countries, and even my Dancing with the Stars family were all contacting me. So I really, really felt the love, and I really felt the moment of this is coming to an end. But I guess Winnie the Pooh said it best when he said, how lucky am I to have something so hard that makes saying goodbye so hard.
Gosh, philosophical at the end. That's Ellen Keane there. And finally, Darren, what else is happening? What other noteworthy performances?
Yeah, Paul, Ellen there, absolute legend. But just finally on the equestrian front, the para-equestrian team in action, Kate Kerr Hogan and Jessica McKinnon, they've just missed out on qualifying for the final of the individual Grade 3 event in Versailles. The top eight went through. McKinnon was ninth, Kerr Horn 10th, so disappointing end for them. They'll be back with a team event. Michael Murphy competes in the individual class just after 4 o'clock locally in Paris.
That's Darren Frehel with the latest from Paris. And just if you do have the chance to be able to tune in our swimmer finals, we'll be live on RT2 this afternoon with Barry McClements up first at 4:35 p.m. Derval LeBradien, Nicole Turner are at 5:05, and Orla Comerford's 100 metre final is just after 10 minutes past 7.